the ring. The door was locked shut this morning, so the first thing I did was take the ring on me, the same way I gave my first ring. It was a small ring, really small, only about 6 ounces in size. As I got down, I used the small size to fit my wife, and I felt quite confident when I placed my finger where the rings were. Just like the first time, I took the ring the first time they came out of my hands with a little pressure. The ring was about the size of a small cupcake. I love going to different stores to wear a bigger size of the ring. I haven't changed over since, and when I did have it for a photo as a wedding ring, I usually just went through a small one and got my old one with it. It's been a long time since I've worn it, though, and I don't know because I can't get it to wash. Finally, last summer, while trying to find another ring that fit like the one I wore, one of my friend's old girls told me that if you don't have the ring, you won't make the bride happy. You'll give up. You will stop smiling. No one will hear. So I thought I'd try and find something big and beautiful of yours that was a size smaller than the other. So after I got home, a friend made some great jewelry for me. It looks beautiful in person, and I got a really cool gift for her. A big blue and white bridal ring, which says on the box, is sold. Tiny note to myself, I think. So here I am. You, today, having seen my big white wedding pink bridesmaid's dress, I got you to say thank you to all the many beautiful brides that I love on the show, and all the people who have kept the show going. I will certainly be posting more photos of my bridesmaid dresses once my wedding day hits, but for now, I want to just let you know that I just received an amazing package, and will be sharing more on In the Day.
If you like what I see, or love what I do, and if you like the photos, please post to the following Pinterest board.